Hi, this is Bill from Bristol, PA. You are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra.
There are all sorts of different local events coming back to this area, and you can read about many of them in the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org. You can even add your own event there and have them read on the radio, like this event, Sunday, July 25th, Lucy Dacus, the Matador Records recording artist, performs at the Colony Cafe in Woodstock at 8 p.m. with local songwriter Laura Stevenson opening. That's Lucy Dacus at the Colony Cafe, Sunday, July 25th. Read more about it in the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org. The movie Summer of Soul, or When the Revolution Could Not Be Televised, is being shown at the Crandall Theater in Chatham, July 29th through July 31st. This is one of many events on the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org, where you can find out all sorts of things to do, and you can even add your own event and have it read on the radio by pressing the Add an Event button on the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org, and see events such as Summer of Soul, the film of the music festival from 1969, is on screen at the Crandall Theater July 29th through July 31st in Chatham.
Say, Dad, I have an upset stomach.
I've got just the thing. Dr. Whitaker's Larded Atoms. Dr. Whitaker's Larded Atoms combine the smooth, pleasing flavor of lard with the soothing qualities brought to us through science.
It smells funny.
That's our special ingredient, uranium, the scent of the powerful atom. It's strong, but that's how you know it's working. Feeling better yet, sweetheart?
Sure am. Thanks, Dad.
Don't thank me. Thank science.
Dr. Whitaker's Larded Atoms in 5 or 10 ounce bottles at your local grocer.
If you think you're smart, then use your cranium. Start each morning with uranium.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Bella Jansons of Brooklyn, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Melanie Lekosevic reports for Columbia Green Media about a major jump in the number of COVID-19 cases this week in Greene County. There were 19 new cases of COVID-19 and 2 new hospitalizations in Greene County in a 24-hour period between July 21st and July 22nd, according to Greene County Public Health. None of the people contracting the illness were vaccinated, according to Greene County Administrator Sean Groden. Groden said July 23rd, and I quote, "Please get vaccinated at one of the local pharmacies around our county," end quote. 8 of the new cases are in Greenville, 5 are in Earlton, 3 in Coxsackie, and 1 each in Durham, Freehold, and Hanacroy. Groden said, and I quote, "A couple of weeks ago, we had 0 positives, and we now have 32 as of yesterday. I do believe we had a congregation of events. 9 or 10 of the recent cases were all from the same event, which gives me some pause. It's not as much of a crisis because if they were all at the same event, it's not spread in the community as much," end quote. Only 53.5% of all residents of Greene County have received at least 1 vaccine dose, but some parts of Greene County are much less vaccinated. Surprise has the lowest vaccination rate in the county with 28.2%, while in Coxsackie, only 31.9% of residents have received a vaccine dose. Now Greene County officials are planning on bringing back coronavirus vaccination points of distribution in mid to late August. Anyone can also get a vaccine at Price Chopper, 320 West Bridge Street, Walgreens at 19 Central Avenue, Walmart at 30 Catskill Commons, CVS Pharmacy at 7600 Route 32 in Cairo, Hannaford's at 223 Main Street in Cairo, and Walgreens at 5 Garland Avenue in Greenville. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Colin Kinneberg reports for New York Focus that on July 19th, Albany became the first municipality in New York to pass, and I quote, good cause, end quote, eviction protections, which would stop landlords from evicting tenants or increasing rents more than 5% without justification. Now, Hudson Valley activists want to pass good cause laws in other towns and cities. Michael Gatin Suarez, Hudson-based managing director of the Hudson Catskill Housing Coalition, said, and I quote, housing prices here in Columbia and Greene counties have just gone through the roof, end quote. Certainly, more people have moved to the Hudson Valley since the pandemic began. A New York Times survey showed the city of Hudson saw the greatest spike in migration of any metro area in the country from 2019 to 2020, with Kingston ranking second. Pattern for Progress, a Newburgh-based research group, found that median home prices increased by 23% across the Hudson Valley from early 2020 to early 2021. In Greene County, the New York State Association of Realtors reports a more than 70% increase in median home values from the same time last year. Gatin Suarez says, and I quote, with that come speculative investors who are just buying homes here in the Hudson Valley to make a quick buck, end quote. He claims some landlords are doubling rents and that without any kind of stabilization system in place, and I quote, there are no checks and balances, end quote. Tiffany Garagia, Democrat majority leader on Hudson City Council, said some of her fellow council members are, and I quote, a little skeptical, end quote, of good cause, and I quote, but once they get a full understanding of the law, I think they will understand and see that it works for both sides. People are getting priced out, bought out, and the outcome is that there's no option. There's nothing affordable, end quote. She added, and I quote, we're hitting a mark in the city where there's absolutely no place to live, end quote. Read more about this story at New York Focus. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that Governor Andrew Cuomo on July 22nd signed a bill raising the age of consent for marriage in New York to 18. Cuomo said, and I quote, this administration fought hard to successfully end child marriage in New York, and I am proud to sign this legislation to strengthen our laws and further protect vulnerable children from exploitation, end quote. He added, and I quote, children should be allowed to live their childhood, and I thank the many legislators and advocates who work diligently to advance this measure and further prevent forced marriages in this state, end quote. 4 years ago, New York raised the age of consent from 14 to 18, but allowed for 17-year-olds to be married with the consent of parents and the courts. State Senator Julia Salazar, a sponsor of the bill, said, and I quote, regardless of maturity level, minors lack sufficient legal rights and autonomy that they need to protect them if they enter a marriage contract before becoming adults. The vast majority of minors who enter a marriage are teenage girls, and getting married before adulthood often has devastating consequences for them, end quote. The bill goes into effect in 30 days, and you can read more about this story at New York State of Politics. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. And now here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, patchy fog before 9 a.m., otherwise sunny with a temperature high near 80 degrees. A chance of showers and thunderstorms on Saturday night with increasing clouds in a temperature low of around 63 degrees. And on Sunday, there'll be showers and possibly a thunderstorm. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 79 degrees. And scattered showers and thunderstorms before 8 p.m. on Sunday night. It will be partly cloudy with a low of around 65 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, Radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
Say, Dad, I have an upset stomach.
I've got just the thing. Dr. Whitaker's Lardet Atoms. Dr. Whitaker's Lardet Atoms combine the smooth, pleasing flavor of lard with the soothing qualities brought to us through science.
It smells funny.
That's our special ingredient, uranium, the scent of the powerful atom. It's strong, but that's how you know it's working. Feeling better yet, sweetheart?
Sure am. Thanks, Dad.
Don't thank me. Thank science.
Dr. Whitaker's Lardet Atoms in 5 or 10-ounce bottles at your local grocer.
If you think you're smart, then use your cranium. Start each morning with uranium.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Joshua Mail of Seattle, Washington. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You are listening to Transmission Arts Programming on WGXC 90.7 FM. Grabbable, handleable, listener-supported radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
Number
10.
10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10.
10. Next on the radio, we've got from the 2021 album Under the Lilac Sky, this is modular synth artist Rushi Jain and the song My People Have Deep Roots.
Thank you.
Number nine.
Modor Maktor with the song Taliat from his Afrique Victim 2020 album.
Number
8.
This next song is from Columbia County-based poet Karen Schomer, who's also a member of the Jaded Azurites with Mike Watt and the Skyfurs with the Burnt Hills folks from Albany. Here in the Field Knots, she's collaborating with Robert Lloyd from the band Typing Test. This is the Field Knots' first song. It's called Mountain.
What do you call the edge of a field? Silver beaded rim. Birch brim. Wind speaks a stretched out syllable. fingers hold the edge of a page. The mountains are text blocks. I read as I walk. Skimming over red berries. Vine softened trunks. Matted confusion of dead trees. Thrown backwards along the line. Brown with use. Foxed and spotted. The earth is writing. What do you call the edge of a field? A line of is or be. Connects trees, hills, mountains. Half a mile. And is's move synchronously, scroll like snow, flakes enlarge as they swerve toward me. I walk the stretched out word. Flat, unbroken, white, line like a spine, keeps hills, trees, rocks together. The mountains are building up. Speech. The earth is writing, writing.
Number
7 7 7 7 7 7 7. good after the dam. I lost the dream of a dawn to be the bottom.
That was composer Gabriella Smith and cellist Gabriel Cabazas with Bard of a Wasteland from their 2021 album Lost Cause with producer Nadia Serrata.
Number
6. Next here is new music from Woods. This is the 2021 song Nickels and Dimes.
Throw a bone
That was Ben Chasney, better known as Six Organs of Admittance, with the song All That They Left You from 2021.
Number
5.
Jaded Azarides is Columbia County poet Karen Schomer and legendary bass player Mike Watt from the Minutemen. This is from their 2021 record Forthright. The song is called An Adult in His Own House is Also a Child.
He runs up the stairs two at a time. His hand skims the banister. His small boots leave dirt. His mother calls from the kitchen, but he doesn't answer. He needs to find something in his room. The one thing that will prove to his friend he isn't a liar. He looks in plastic bins filled with action figures and trading cards, but it isn't there. He looks under the bed where he stuffs unfinished homework and soiled clothes he doesn't want his mother to find. He opens the closet door, and there's so much stuff. Boxes and suitcases rammed into piles. Outgrown coats. Cracked leather shoes. His father's old suits. Funeral clothes draped in tissue paper. That the act of looking becomes a mountain. The house becomes a mountain house, craggy and peaked, damp and smelling of old leaves and metallic water. He is lost here. He needs a path out of this damp, dripping place, threaded with black streams that lead deep underground. He climbs and the way is steep, the earth loose and strung with thick roots. He finds a toehold on a boulder and drags himself onto a ledge. Breathless, he scrambles for a vantage, loses his balance and tips forward on sheer, glistening rocks.
This is 2021 music from Kid Millions, the drummer from Oneida, Jan St. Werner from Mouse on Mars. The album's called Imperium Droop, and this song is Apotropaic. Thank you. number
three.
With spineless scales. With pyramidal whorls. The crown is open. Twisted and dwarfed in exposed locations. They do not disintegrate.
That was Rambutan, which is Eric Hardiman's project. He lives in Del Mar, and during the pandemic gathered all kinds of audio sounds from different musicians and put them together for this album, Parallel Systems. This track, System 3, that we just heard, featured Jeff Barsky, Ewan Curry, Columbia County's Karen Schomer, and Frank Ball. That's a 2021 release from Rambutan.
Number
two.
We're going to do some transmitting and receiving now. This is Modest Mouse's 2021 song, Transmitting Receiving, from the Golden Casket album on the radio at WGXC.
Thank you.
dreams.